1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. Gunfire continuing in Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories. And we want to get to the bottom of the problems in the Middle East. Bob Green is a history professor at Langham University outside of Salt Lake City. And he joins us on our newsmaker line. And we thank you very much, Mr. Green, on short notice for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil.
Can you tell me what you think can be the ultimate solution? I mean, we've had all kinds of incursions by Israeli armed forces. We've had Palestinians wiring bombs to themselves. I mean, this is just an absolutely out-of-control situation, isn't it?
Out of control, I don't know. I'm gonna start off my comments by asking you and your listeners a question. Out of all of the things that the Palestinians and the Jews don't have, what do you think is the one thing that both of them don't have together?
I mean, you're asking me a question.
I'm asking you, what do you think is the one thing that the Palestinians and the Jews don't have together?
Don't have together, I don't understand.
There's one thing that neither one of them has.
Well, I mean, this is we're talking about homeland.
No, forget about homeland. I'm talking about the one thing that they don't have that could solve this problem.
Okay, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know what you want me to do, a quiz, you know.
Well, I'm asking you, I'm asking your listeners at home, too. What do they think?
Well, what do you want me to do? I'd like to get the answer here, okay, before I take any calls. What is it?
You want to know what it is?
Yes, I want to know what it is. What's the thing that Jews and Palestinians don't have?
They don't have a belief in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
They don't have a belief in Jesus Christ
as their personal Savior.
As their personal Savior.
That is correct. The Palestinians are Muslim. The Jews
are Jews.
Are Jewish. Neither one of them believes in who?
Mr. Green.
No, who's the one that they don't believe in?
Mr. Green, allow me to conduct the interview, okay? You're asking me a lot of questions, and they're rhetorical, I take it, right?
No, but I'm just, who don't they believe?
Jesus Christ is the guy that you're talking about.
Yes. That is the Son of God. And let me tell you where all of this came from, Phil. Now,
Before you get into that, you're a history professor. You're a man who teaches some form of political science. What has this got to do with the political situation in the Middle East, the religious beliefs of the Palestinians and the Israelis?
Well, I think it has everything to do with it because neither one of them accept Jesus as their personal Savior. And Jesus could...
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to proselytize now? Is this a religious thing?
No, it's not really a religious thing. I'm trying to think of the one way that could chill out what's going on in the Middle East.
I mean, if you're talking about Christians being the sole inheritors of peace on earth, you can take a look at Northern Ireland, you can take a look at the Ku Klux Klan, you can take a look at any organization or any group of people that ever held up a cross to say that that's Jesus and this is peace and we've got peace, to know that that's a load of crap. Okay.
Well, but you see, you mentioned the Klan, you mentioned Northern Ireland, IRA, and all the violence that's done in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's done by a lot of white people and Europeans that are far removed from Jesus Christ's birthland. But the Jews and the Palestinians, they live right there where he got born and, yeah, eventually got nailed to a cross. But they're direct descendants of him. So they've got a chance.
Now, let me interrupt you.
No, they got a chance to have peace.
Now let me interrupt you here. Are you a history professor?
Yes, I am.
Or is this going to be a speech on religion?
No, I'm honestly telling you, Phil.
Because if this is going to be a speech on religion, I could have gotten a preacher in here to talk about it, right?
No, this is a practical solution, I think, to the problems of the Israelis and the Palestinians.
For the Muslims and for the Jews to convert to Christianity.
Down there.
Down there.
Yeah, I'm not saying anywhere else. I'm just saying in that part of the world. I can tell you, Phil, that...
Well, if it causes peace, then why not have people all over the world convert?
I I'm just thinking right now about the Israelis and the Palestinians. I mean, I don't know about anybody else. But that's the one thing that neither one... If they would embrace Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I think things would be a lot better.
From a historical and political perspective.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned that there was a... So Muslims are supposed to give up their faith...
Just in that area, I'm saying.
All right. So, you mentioned that there was some overriding reason that you had for thinking this way.
Well, let me tell you something, Phil. I am a Christian. I don't want to proselytize on your program, but I am a Christian. My wife is Jewish, and my mother-in-law is Jewish. My mother-in-law and I have not been getting along for a long time. It was my thought that I would try to get her out of the house, and she wanted to go back to Israel.
Because you're not getting along with your mother-in-law.
That's right.
Who is Jewish.
That is correct.
She wants to go back to Israel.
She wants to go back to Israel. My wife doesn't want it because it's not safe down there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Just between you and me, I mean, she could go and get herself a slice of the Jerusalem pizza parlor for all I care. It doesn't matter. I mean, but the fact is, my wife doesn't want her to go down there. And
so, otherwise, you don't care whether your mother-in-law lives or dies.
You know, the things she's called me and the things she's put me through, and I don't want to get personal because I know that's...
Yeah, well, that's what we've gotten here. I got you on as a political science professor, and you're talking to me about your mother-in-law and how you hope she gets blown up in a Jerusalem pizza parlor. You see what I'm saying?
No, but a lot of this springs from my personal life.
All right, well, hold on for a minute while I give our number. It's 1-800-449-8686. History professor Dr. Robert Green is with us, talking about the solution to the problems in the Middle East. One of the reasons why there is a problem in the Middle East is that Palestinians and Jews don't embrace Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
And Phil, if I could jump in, if they all became Christians, they all go to church together, and you have that church service, you have that potluck or whatever.
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Now, your mother-in-law is Jewish, your wife is Jewish, you want your mother-in-law out of the house. She wants to go to Israel.
Right. So my mother-in-law wants to get away from me as much as I want her to get away from me. I want her away from me.
Okay.
She wants to go to Israel. It's not safe. So that's why I formulated this idea to make it safe down there if the Palestinians and Jews would convert. Now, she got upset because she said, well, that means that I got to convert. I said, yeah. And...
You want your mother-in-law to convert to Christianity.
Yeah. That's right. So I get her to convert, my wife converts. Hell, we could all move to Israel then. You see what I'm saying?
Israel ceases to be a Jewish state, it becomes a Christian state.
Right. I haven't really thought about...
No, it doesn't sound to me like you've thought about this.
I haven't thought about the ramifications, but I will tell you this, that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. And I would ask you at this time, is he your personal Lord and Savior?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Is he my personal Lord and Savior?
Yes. Is he your master?
My master.
Yes, sir.
I can't say at this time in my life that he is.
All right. Well, I would suggest that you make him your personal Lord and Savior, and I would suggest that the Palestinians and the Jews do the same thing, and that is going to cause peace to break out in the Middle East, and my mother-in-law can move down there and get as far away from me, because as long as it's violent, she won't go there.
And I don't blame her. And I think that this entire explanation that you've given me as to what you think will create peace in the Middle East is bizarre, ill thought out, doesn't sound like it's based in history, sounds like it's based in a lot of religion.
Can you deny, though, that it's a unique approach? And I'm not saying because you're not a believer.
It may be a unique approach, but you're not going to get a bunch of Muslims and Jews to change their religion, become Christians, and then chill the whole thing out. Because then what's the point of having a Jewish state if it's a Christian state? You see what I'm saying? The whole reason why they're fighting down there is because the Jews wanted a Jewish state. Now what are you doing? You're making a Christian state?
Well, yeah, but at least they're...
Yeah, well, then there's... What the hell? Then they can move back here.
And they can move back here, and that causes a lot of problems to evaporate.
I think it's goofy.
Well, it's...
Yeah, well... The hell is this? Is this guy a history professor? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Make you look mad. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Professor Robert Greene is a history professor. He believes that all the problems in the Middle East will be solved if everyone converts to Christianity. And
I'm just saying, Phil, that's the one thing they don't have in common. The Palestinians and the Jews have not embraced Jesus Christ as their personal savior. So one of them's Jewish, the other's Palestinian. The Palestinian is a Muslim. That's not they don't have Jesus either. Neither one of them have Jesus. And if they became Christians...
Yeah, if they became Christians, well, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it may not make any sense, but yeah, there's all... If they didn't throw the hand grenades, nobody would get blown up. And if they didn't have bombs strapped to them, they wouldn't blow up pizza parlors. And if there wasn't... you know what I'm saying? If there wasn't a Moses, there wouldn't be any Jews.
That's right. If there wouldn't be any Jews if there wasn't a Moses. See, but look, all I'm trying to do...
And this thing about your mother-in-law...
I got to get her out of the house.
You got to get her out of the house. So you want to get peace in the Middle East so you can ship her off to Israel, which is where she wants to be in the first place.
That is correct, yeah. I mean, I don't understand...
I don't understand you, man. Hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. Jeannie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I think this guy is just... Somewhere he needs to learn a little bit of history, first of all, because if there was no Moses, there wouldn't be a Jesus.
I'm a history professor.
Well, you need to learn how to teach history then, because obviously you don't know what this kind of history is. This has been going on for many, many years.
Exactly. And they can't get it together because they're Jews and Muslims.
No,
it would
not.
It would just be great to see, you know, bagels and heroes.
Excuse me, but I'm a Muslim here, and I used to be Christian, and being a Christian did not answer any questions for me.
Well, being a Muslim may not, it sure ain't answered any questions for you either. Cause I
think that you really need to see
what
kind of history, because I doubt that you've even been in the Middle East, have you?
Have I been there?
Yeah.
I was in the Mediterranean with my wife on a cruise. And
okay, but have you been in the Middle East in the middle of what's going on?
We went by some of the areas there.
No,
Did you go in there?
Tell me, have you went by? Have you been there?
I've been in
Jerusalem.
You were in where?
I've been in Jerusalem.
Okay.
I've been in Israel.
Look,
I've been in Tel Aviv where all this is going on.
My mother-in-law is driving me out of my mind.
Well, what's that got to do
with
anything?
Buddy. You know what?
Hey.
You did the intermixture of races and the intermixture of religions. You should have known that before you got married.
No, I'm just saying.
You are an idiot for marrying somebody out of your own religion.
Oh, you think so? I mean,
can't accept somebody else's idea of their religion and take it for what it is, then you have no business to marry him.
Look, I don't mind her being a Jew. I just said, go back to Israel. She said, I'd love to.
What does your mother-in-law have to do with this
because
view that they're having over in the Middle East begin with?
The only way she's going to get out of the house is if there's peace down there, so she can move down to her sister-in-law who lives in one of those kibbutzes, and that's the only way she's going to go there.
The only way your mother-in-law is going to get out of your life is if there's peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, because she can move to Israel.
Well, let me tell you
and
something.
So your
in
idea
the kibbutz, it has nothing to do with the war.
What's your name, Jeannie?
Yes.
And you don't know Jesus Christ as the Son of God?
Jesus Christ was not the Son of God. He
Where
was a
you,
prophet.
Wait a second. Hold on. Because in the Bible it says that...
Well, the Bible says a whole bunch of stuff. It ain't the book that she reads. It ain't the book that...
Excuse me. Are you a Christian, Mr. Henry?
No.
Then could you butt out for a minute? I'm talking to this lady who you used to be a Christian.
In the Bible, it says that Jesus Christ called God his father.
Right.
That was
that
one of the many
son.
Things that all the other prophets had said.
Are you trying
Jesus
to tell me?
Jesus Christ was not the son of God.
How come
Jesus
all
Christ
of...
doesn't even have descendants, you idiot, because
you know
he was never married
oh,
and he never gave birth. He
Mary
never had anybody to give birth
he
to.
He had half brothers and sisters because Mary had more kids after he was born. He was the eldest.
He was the eldest.
Right. He had two younger brothers and a younger sister.
What were their names?
I don't know. I think Jim and I don't know. His sister.
Oh, excuse me. If you read the Bible,
Lori?
Then you should know.
Well, it doesn't say in the Bible, but...
What do you mean Jim and Lori?
Whatever their names were, I don't know. But I'm just trying to tell you that the one thing that they don't do down in Israel is they don't have... Jesus Jr., I don't know what his name was, they don't have that Christianity thing... And that's what you got to do.
I think you're
all
a
right.
Dimwit.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a nice day and God loves you.
Whatever. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Professor Robert Greene.
Look, she turned her back on the Lord as her Lord and personal Savior. So he's pissed off. And what does she want from me?
You want to get your mother-in-law out of the house. Why don't you move her, somewhere else?
She wants to go to Israel.
Here is Yvette on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. This guy isn't a Christian to begin with, because if he was a Christian, he'd love his mother-in-law regardless.
Whether
you want her out of the house.
Well, there's
or
only
not.
So much.
And
a
you're
man
also
can
an idiot, and just because you have
there's
a PhD doesn't amount to anything.
There's only so much a man can stand.
You know what?
If
you're supposed to be Christian, and also if you
being a Christian doesn't mean you got to shove your face in cow manure and
hey,
like
listen,
it.
Let me tell you something.
What am I
Jesus
supposed to use cow manure as soap?
Jesus was a Jew.
Exactly.
Okay. So why do Jews have to convert to being Christians?
Because it's the one thing they
okay?
haven't tried. It's
no,
the one thing they
no,
haven't
no,
tried.
No. You got it
the
all
Muslim,
wrong, and
look,
you got it backwards.
Let me ask you something. Are you black?
And you know what?
Are you black?
You're going to bust hell wide open going around teaching stuff that you don't have any business teaching that you don't
typical.
Even know what you're talking about.
So it's very typical for African-Americans to, have sympathy for these Muslims.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
For a Muslim.
Are you one of the Muslims, or what are you?
No, I'm not a Muslim.
You're not one of them black Muslims?
No, I am not a black
Muslim. You're not a white Muslim, I know that.
Well, maybe she's a Christian. Did you ask her that?
Are you a Christian?
You know, no. Well, yes, I'm a Christian.
What are you, a Jew? I don't know what you are.
What difference does it make? What's this got to do?
I am a human being, and you don't even have characteristics even as a human being.
I'm trying to get peace in the Middle East.
You're not getting no peace. How are you going to get peace in the Middle East when you can't even get no peace in your own home?
I'm getting peace in my home by shipping my mother-in-law to Israel, but I can't send it out there because she's afraid to go in and get a slice and a pizza parlor because one of these Muslims will blow her ass halfway to Baghdad.
You know, you are a hypocrite.
Look at
Christians like you, no wonder people turn into Muslims or whatever. Because you're not even teaching. To be a Christian, you need to teach love.
If you're talking about being a Christian.
And you don't even love your own mother-in-law. So how are you going to tell somebody who they need to accept? You're the one who needs to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because if you did accept him as your Lord and Savior, you wouldn't be the way you are today.
Yeah, is Jesus your Lord and Savior?
Yeah, sure, he's my Lord and Savior. Look, the point is...
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
What did he save you from?
Huh?
Your heart is just as black as some concrete.
You told me you were a Muslim, and now you're telling me about
Jesus.
You're
a liar. I didn't tell you I was a Muslim.
You said you were a black Muslim.
No, she did not. She
did
not say that. She said that she maybe was a Christian, but she wasn't home.
I am a Christian.
And what is this whole crap
you
keep talking about your mother-in-law going into a pizza parlor in Jerusalem? You know that a man walked in there and set a bomb off?
Yeah, too bad, huh?
You know
what's that supposed to mean?
Look, I'm just saying, I don't think there's a man listening to this program right now that at one time or another doesn't wish his mother-in-law would just step right off the end of a train.
You know what,
okay?
But that isn't real Christian life.
It's not Christian.
Just
isn't it? You're supposed to
like
love
that.
Somebody?
No, so in other words...
You're supposed to love people
I
regardless.
Don't want her to die. I want to ship
and
her
you know
to
what?
Israel.
And until you learn that Jesus was a
you
Jew
know how
himself,
I can prove I'm
and
a
until
Christian.
You embrace the Judaism or the Christians embrace
Christian.
The Hebrew roots, you're
prove.
Not going to be... You're not going to go anywhere.
Look, Yvette, I'm going to prove to you that I'm a Christian. I could send my mother-in-law to Israel while there's still all kinds of Palestinians setting bombs off and blowing their asses halfway to hell and back. I don't do that.
Listen to the way you're talking. You're not a Christian. You are a hypocrite. And you're going to bust hell wide open.
If I was really a hypocrite, I wouldn't mind my mother becoming the toppings in a pizza joint. What I'm
you know what?
To...
Oh, man.
You're
a sick human being. Becoming the toppings.
You didn't care if she went down there and got blown up.
Huh?
What you already said you didn't care if she went down there and got blown up.
No, I'd say I wouldn't if I wasn't a Christian, but because I'm a Christian, I want to get peace going down there.
Well, I tell you,
so
I
she
tell
can
you
move
what.
Down there and won't scream at me on the phone. Oh, you moved me down. This is the way she died. Oh, Robert.
You know
you
what?
You moved me down with
you're
a bunch of
whatever,
Negroes.
Whatever PhD
I can't live
you
with
got.
The Negroes.
What did you do?
Oh,
did
man.
You get PhD
are you
out
really
of a cereal
a
box?
Out of a cereal
oh,
box. I took my PhD
you know what?
At
your
Indiana
PhD
State University
is just like
with
toilet
a minor
paper. People can wipe their behind on it. Boy, I'm telling you, you are just really sick.
That's really bad, what you said to me. You are
and you need some help.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
See, the only reason why my mother-in-law is hanging on is because she wants to irritate me.
The reason why your mother-in-law is hanging on is because she probably wants to move to Israel. Look, you're Christian, right?
I think I've said that about 16 times. And
all right, I got to get this. And your mother-in-law is Jewish, and your wife is Jewish. And
yeah, and she hangs around, and, oh, Robert, I got to take a dump or whatever her problem is. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? You want to come in there and wipe it for you?
What's this got to do with Israel?
That's what I asked her. What has this got to do with Israel? And she says, I want to move there. I want to go back to where I can't stand you. I can't stand looking at you, you and your Christian relatives.
Well, that's a great marriage you got there, man.
My wife and I get along great. It's the mother-in-law is what I'm trying to say.
All right, so you want to send your mother-in-law back to Israel, but first there's got to be peace there.
Yeah, because my wife doesn't want her to get, greased by some drive-by or whatever they do. My wife's afraid she's going to be in a department store one day, and my mother-in-law is going to be looking at support hose or something, and some 17-year-old, one of these, Hezbollah jackasses comes in and plants one right between her legs. And that wouldn't be pretty.
Hezbollah jackass. All right, 1-800, we go back and forth between religion and...
Well, you know what that is, the death to all white people or something.
No, it isn't. It's Hezbollah is like the great,
It's death to white people.
No, it isn't. It's like holy war or something like that. 1-800-449-8686. Zaire, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Listen, I wanted to make a comment that when you have IRA, or terrorists in Ireland, and when they're bombing, you call them IRA terrorists. But when it's a Palestinian, you call them Muslim terrorists. There is no such thing as Muslim.
Well, that's what they are. I mean, come on.
Shut up and listen to me. There is no such thing as Muslim terrorists.
Look, I'm a history professor. There,
no, you're you know what? You teach people to become KKK.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not. I'm a Christian.
No, man, you need to.
I'm trying to get you guys. Are you?
Well, then I'll teach you. I'll teach you history, man. I'll teach you political science.
Wait a minute,
you know nothing.
Are you a Jew?
Okay.
Are you a Jew?
No, I'm not a Jew.
What are you?
Okay.
What difference does it make what he is?
I'm just asking. That's all.
But what I'm asking you is. That when there is,
I offered my mother-in-law money. I offered her jewels. Just get out of the house.
Okay. Listen, all I'm saying is when it's Palestinians who are blowing up, why do you call them Muslim terrorists? It's not that.
Because that's what they are. How come half of those guys are getting on a towel twice a day and going, and all of that?
What they're
getting
trying to
on
do
a
is,
towel.
That's what they're trying to do is take their land away that was stolen by the help of America.
Well, this is the political position of the Palestinian people, and of course the Israelis have their.
Look, Phil, just you're in way over your head. Let me talk to this.
Well, thanks to the British.
Huh?
Thanks to the British. Without the British,
ask you something seriously. If you say those guys aren't Muslim, then how come twice a day every last mother's son of them with their AK-47 strung over their shoulder are getting down on their knees?
Listen, buddy,
it's got nothing to do
with religion.
Well,
okay?
How come half of those guys are doing it?
It's their land.
Well, that's the guys who are.
And the other thing, those Jews do the same thing. They're beating their head against that wall. You ever seen that? Look, make Jesus your birth. You see these guys with hats, they got fedoras on, they're going bang, bang.
Listen, when Jews were.
What are you doing? A stand up act here?
You never called them Jewish terrorists.
You still here?
Okay,
but
yes,
all you
got
to do
there.
Is get the Palestinians and the Israelis to become Christian. Let me ask something, Zaire.
Is the other way around, man. Listen, you become Muslim, you'll be one solid nation. Okay?
I'm a solid nation.
There'll be peace.
Hey, is Jesus your personal
Savior? Your mother-in-law will be sweet as an apple pie.
My mother-in-law is some old Jew that.
Okay, I can't take it any longer with this.
At least with Jesus, you don't have to kneel on a bath towel three times a day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Not that we talk too much about politics, but I just saw where they don't have enough bread now. The surplus is down or some crap. Did you hear about this? It was the headline in the paper, so there's no money. I don't know, for something. There's suddenly they don't have any bread. And wasn't Bush, like, given tax rebates? What? Never mind. I'm not even going to say anything about the guy. You go right ahead, Mr. President. Do whatever you need to do. You're okay with me. You're a genius. The guy gives out these tax rebates, and the next thing I hear is they don't have enough dough for something. Did you think Clinton was bad? Yeah, I know. Clinton did the thing with the women. Yeah, it's terrible. It's horrible. Jesus, I'd take 5 of those guys now. I'd take 16 Clintons, 20 Clintons, all of them with disease dripping from their private parts. I would take 20 Bill Clintons in the White House, all in varying stages of syphilitic dementia, over the guy that we got now. That's what I think, and I know that you know you don't care, but I mean, just give me my opinion. I mean, George Bush is a Boy Scout, no doubt about it. He's been faithful to his wife and all that. I just can't figure the guy out from one minute to the next. The guy was talking about giving bread back so that we'd have a tax rebate, and that's swell, $300. That's pretty good. $300 is $300. And now I'm finding out they haven't got enough money. The surplus they had, there isn't any, and they're bellyaching about that. And all of this because Clinton philandered on his wife. I would take 30 Bill Clintons with AIDS over this guy. And by the way, I don't know about you guys, my rebate check bounced. So I just wanted to inform you that it bounced. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to play a round of talent or crap. All you have to do is guess which artist is talent and which is crap at 1-800-449-8686. And in so doing it, you could win yourself a prize from The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And our poll today on our website, which is Phil Hendry Polls America, the question: I got a good look at Penelope Cruz, and I must report that she is A, eminently doable, B, hanky. Let's check and see who's voting for what. Eminently doable and hanky tied at 50%. Now, you think I'm being cruel, and I don't really mean to be, but so long as the woman is being served up as a sex symbol, then as sex symbol, we will treat her as such. And hanky and eminently, guys can't make their mind up about this one. It's tied. 50% to 50%. Because she is a woman who I think the very beginning fractures in that whole, the whole media blitz in the whole image making, the very beginning fractures are seen here. You know, they're trying to get us to believe that she's some kind of a hot babe, but you take a look at her in the magazine, she ain't all that great looking. She's probably a fantastic actress. So why don't you promote her as a great actress and not as some babe, not as some piece of ass? But they don't know how to do that. They got her on the cover with Tom Cruise like she's hot. She ain't. 1-800-449-8686. All right, what do we got here? Jay, do you got those bells and everything there? Jay, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Phil.
Okay, man, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Talent or crap? Keanu Reeves.
Crap.
Okay, you're wrong. He's pure talent. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Well,
ready? All right, Katie Couric, talent or crap?
Who's that?
Katie Couric.
Talent.
She sucks. See you later. All right, let's go over here now to, I believe it's Mike. Hi, Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bryant Gumbel, talent or crap?
Crap.
He's crap, you're right. Greg Gumbel, talent or crap?
Talent.
He sucks. See you later. All right, look at that. Well, we got at least one correct answer there out of Mike. Let's go to Craig. Craig, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Ready? Peter Jennings, talent or crap?
Crap.
You're right. Chris Rock, talent or crap?
Crap.
Exactly. Paul McCartney, talent or crap?
Talon.
Crap. 1-800-449-86. That guy there had three in a row, and I didn't even hold him on the line, and I should, because he may turn out to be the virtual winner on Talent or Crap. But I should have kept him on the line because he had three in a row. So I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll just blow him off and forget that we even talked to him. Now, well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, do what I can here. Let's go to John. Hi, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. You ready?
Yes.
Ben Affleck, Talent or Crap?
Oh, Crap.
No, he's talented.
What?
All right, let's move over to Dave. I heard that guy's like he was falling off a cliff.
What?
Here's Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Marlon Brando, Talent or Crap?
Crap.
Nicolas Cage, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
No, he's horrific.
He ate
what out of your what? He ate corn out of your what? All right, so look at that. That guy that I hung up on, I'm feeling guiltier and guiltier about it. Here is Andres. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Princess Diana, Talent or Crap?
Crap.
Ben Stiller, Talent or Crap?
Crap.
He's talented.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, it just leaves that guy, whoever you were, with the three in a row, man. You are today's big winner. Well, I tell you what, just our heartfelt thanks and gratitude, and we'll call you. Don't call us. All right, here is Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Ready going?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, thanks for calling, asshole. Here is Chris. Hi, you're on a Phil Hendry. He's doing a Bud Dickman voice. Am I the only guy that picks up on this stuff?
Hey, Bill.
Chris, you there?
I'm here.
All right, buddy, here we go. Mark Wahlberg, Talent or Crap?
Crap.
No, he's talented.
Right.
What? Okay. Let's go back over to Corey here in Wichita. Corey?
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Real good, buddy. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
Nah, she's lousy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, see, people are really blowing it today. Other than that guy that had three in a row, man, we haven't had a winner. Let's go to Kevin here on the Phil Hendry Show. Kevin?
Hey, Phil, great show.
Thanks. Mariah Carey, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
Harrison Ford, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
Crap. All right, pal, that was good, though. You got that Mariah Carey one always tricks people up. Now, she's talented. Harrison Ford, on the other hand, pure crap. Let's go over here now to Jesse on the Phil Hendry Show. Jesse?
Hey, Phil.
We continue to play Talent or Crap. Denzel Washington, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
Nah, he's crap.
All right.
Yeah. See, nobody's got it together today. Who was the winner we had last time out there? Like six in a row or something, didn't they? Seven in a row. Really kicked ass. Let's go and talk to a woman here. Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. Talent or crap?
Crap.
You're right. Jackie Chan. Talent or crap?
Crap.
Right. Anthony Hopkins. Talent or crap?
Talent.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
Well, you got two in a row, so since I hung up with that other guy, why don't you hang on the line here, because two in a row is pretty much is the one. I need a couple of more names here, though, on Talent or Crap. We got to go into our file. Let me go over to Jay. Actually, let's go to Bob. Bob? Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, you can tie for the lead and tie for the win, Chris, if you can get the next two names correct. Are you ready? John Cusack, Talent or Crap?
Talent.
Now you lose, and Chris is the big winner. John Cusack is pure crap. Let's go back over and talk to Chris here on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, how'd you do it? Just tell us all about it. Were you able
Hello?
To just, yeah, hi. How did you
hi,
do it?
There.
You're a big winner today. You had two in a row.
Oh, Phil, I love you. I feel like a winner just because I'm talking to you. You don't even have to give me anything, but don't hang up on me.
How did you accurately guess that Warren Beatty and Annette Bening are pure crap?
Because I just watched
the kind of irritating, yeah,
and Great Outdoors last night.
Isn't she irritating?
Her alone, I figured, equaled the two of them being crap.
And then the two of them together is like,
yeah,
it's just it's like a horrific.
The
two of them together are like a horrific rocket sled accident or something, you know, like being dragged along the rails in a monorail.
Exactly.
And then you followed up that brilliant maneuver. You followed it up with Jackie Chan as being crap, too. And you were correct there. What was your mindset going into that question?
Well, I have to say, say that I just gave that one the old 50-50.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything with him, and I figured you thought he was crap.
Well,
so
you figure that,
if
you're not motivated to see the guy's movies, he must be a load, right?
I figured he was a total load.
Yeah. Well, Chris, you are our winner today. I'm going to have you hang on. Mike's going to get more information from you, and you'll win our big prize today, which is some kind of crap. I don't know what it is. Something out of the bottom of a drawer in one of our desks. All right?
Thank you, Phil. And I just have to tell you, us girls here in Portland, we love you.
Well, you're very kind. We don't have a lot of women listening to us, so thank you.
No. You've got a hot little group here that love you.
What are you going to do now with all your incredible talent? You going to go out to a bar tonight? Promise me that you'll go out to a bar tonight.
I'm going
to
go home and wash my dog.
Good deal. Good deal. All right. Hold on, Chris. All right.
Okay.
All right. There's Chris, line 3. Find out what she's all about, and we'll send her some sweet little prize. She's going to go home tonight and wash her dog. Well, it is a Tuesday night. All right, that's kind of, we could have kept going with Talent or Crap, but we ran out of questions. This show today, it'll be better tomorrow. No, it's fun. It's great. I'm having fun today. But the fact of the matter is I had only so many names on the Talent or Crap thing that I'm like interviewing people now about, so how did you do it? How did you guess? Well, if you think about it, let's just, for the top of the list, Penelope Cruz, you know we thought about her. Keanu Reeves, that guy's got talent. Especially the new movie he's doing with he's a baseball player. Yeah, he's still in show business after all the crap he's taken. Give me a break. Katie Couric, somebody had to say it. She stinks. Brian Gumbel stinks. Greg Gumbel stinks. Peter Jennings stinks. Chris Rock stinks. Paul McCartney really stinks. But what, he doesn't care. He's got a new wife. He's got all the money in the world. Who cares if his music sucks? Ben Affleck, that guy's got talent. You know why he's got talent? Because after a big movie like Pearl Harbor, he still had the presence of mind to check himself into a drunk tank. He still had the presence of mind to realize he had a problem. Marlon Brando's crap, Nicolas Cage's crap. Everybody thinks Nicolas Cage is all that. What's that guy done lately? He stinks. Princess Diana, what are you putting me on? She's driving all fast in the middle of the night with that guy. Get out of here. Ben Stiller, he's got talent. Mark Wahlberg, this guy's got some talent. Then you go down the crap list again. Nicole Kidman, crap. Harrison Ford, crap. Denzel Washington, crap. Then we get to Mariah Carey. I think she's got some talent. You putting me on? First of all, she's kept herself at the top of her game, at the very peak of her game, even though she's battier than a crap house rat. She's got freaking bats in her belfry, man. She don't know whether it's coming or going. You could walk her outside, you know, in a little white coat and a wheelchair. Now, Mariah, you see this? This is called a day. Okay, and then she's like, you know, going, but she keeps chunking out those hit records. That's talent. Warren Beatty and Annette Bening, crap. Jackie Chan and his jive, get out of, get back to Hong Kong. Anthony Hopkins, we finally had it with him. And what a gay blade he is. He had a wife over there in Britain, you know, that he wouldn't even have anything to do with her. He wanted to hang over here and go to all the bathhouses and stuff. John Cusack, he's crap. Danny DeVito is total crap. So, Chris, you're the big winner. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.